Good morning. It is 7:43 here on the Mighty 690, and time for an update from the city of Coffeyville. We have City Manager Ben Brubaker joining us in studio this morning. Good morning, sir. How's it
going? Good morning. Great. How are you doing?
Good deal. It's doing well. It's a busy, busy month here as we get into April. Lots of good activities here. Salad luncheon today. Can't forget about
that. Salad luncheon, yes.
Yeah. So, but hey, we do have, as we continue along here, a meeting that's on the way tonight. And lots looks like on our two-page agenda.
Two-page agenda. A lot of items. We try to... Sure, but we're working over there. City staff has got a lot going on.
That's right. What's happening here for tonight's meeting?
Yeah, we'll jump right into consent agenda. There are several items, and I'm not going to read through all those. It is confusing to look at. I'll kind of summarize some of those. All of them are for grant applications, and that's why they're in the consent agenda. This is all to apply for grants. So the first one on there is the Gibson Avenue Development Project. So if you head over and you look south of the bowling alley, that's where we've got our 1214 new homes from Thomasville. They've been building, and Gibson Street does not exist all the way up to the bowling alley there. And the city bought last year that 5 acres, which would be about 16 lots. And so this grant would come in and put in the pay for the infrastructure, the street, the sewer, the storm drains, sidewalks, electrical, water, all of those things. So we're real hopeful that this grant comes through and we can keep building new homes in Coffeyville. From there, we've got really two main areas that grant funds would cover. And it is school crossings and right there on Klein. We have a lot of people that will park in the Sherman Williams Park area, and there's really not a great crosswalk there. And so we've gone in and done some work with the district office and said, what can go there? What does it look like? Can this grant work for that? And so we'd have a safe crosswalk there. There would be a center strip in the median, more than just paint to cross the street to try to keep that a really safe spot. So that would be included along with several of the intersections around the elementary school that don't have crosswalks or ADA access, is not painted there. There's a master plan, I think, that went out in 2017 for safe streets for schools, and this is just a continuation of those projects if we get that grant. There is also a grant for downtown crosswalks in there. Most of those crosswalks are the old brick, and you have to really slow down when you hit those crosswalks. And so there's a lot of needs on those crosswalks as well. Those are the two main projects that funds would go to. The rest of those items on there are either a grant that helps pay for one of those grants, or master plan or assessments that have to go as part of those grants. So there's a lot of items on there. It's really about two main projects in town.
Okay, so. Very good. Well, we'll see what happens with all that, but hopefully some of those get awarded.
Hopefully. We've done really good at grants over the last few years. Amber Dean and her team just are really on top of this. Amber has a lot of experience with grants, and that has been a high priority for us to try to access that money that's available through state and federal funds.
Very good. Well, I see we do have on the regular agenda several items here.
Yeah, on the regular agenda, we will have a public hearing. We have to have a public hearing. Again, this is another grant. It's a requirement of a CDBG grant that comes from the state. This particular grant would be for a water and sewer infrastructure category within the CDBG. It would be to replace the sewer line from Lee between 6th and 7th down to about Cherokee. It's about 2,200 linear feet of line that would be replaced there. I think currently it goes under the trade school. Some of it would have to come around the trade school. So that would be a really big project. Again, another big one that we're hopeful that we can get access to. That aging water lines and sewer lines all throughout town. So anytime we can get help on replacing those, it's really needed. And so all three of those items, you have the public hearing, the resolution to accept, and the resolution to apply for those funds. Old business, this is the fun one. This is the second reading of an ordinance that is prohibiting urinating or defecating in public. Yes, it is. Everybody that talks to me about that, it is sad that we have to put that on paper, but unfortunately, that's where we're at. So we've had a lot of things the last 2 years that We can't address technically through ordinance, and this is making it so that we can address that.
Got to take care of it there. So
you've got to take care of it, yes. All right, then we get into new business. We have Public Service Department needing to get a new dump truck. This would be a replacement for what we've had. This is about $150,000 less than brand new. We found a used one in good condition. That would come with a new spreader and a new plow. So obviously it would be used in the wintertime, but throughout the year as well. This was an item that was on the budget that we'll be discussing today. Next, we went out for bid, had, I don't know, like 20 plus companies bid new mowers. So in the Parks and Cemetery Department, we've got about 21 mowers. This is a bid for 5 mowers. We have 5 that have reached their kind of their maximum use for the city. They're getting to a point where they're going to take a lot more maintenance and a lot more cost to take care of, and so we want to rotate those out. Those will be sold, and then these new 5 would come in and replace those 5 moving out. Try to every couple of years have that rotation going. 3 of those would be going to parks, and 2 would be going to cemetery. Both have different funds that pay for those. Then we have a resolution to authorize electrical safety improvements out at the Coffeyville Fairgrounds. So at the livestock barns, we've got electric lines running over those barns. Those barns are already in a condition where they need a lot of love and care. And so it's just on top of outside of code, it's also a safety risk. We're putting animals and kids and community members in there. And so we want to get in before the fairgrounds really gets kicked off and replace those lines. What would happen is, over by the rec on the other side of Walter Johnson Park, we would hook up. We would bore under the park. We go through the park. We might lose a tree or two by doing that. We'd pop up there on the north side of the livestock barns, and wrap around into the barns, bore under the streets again, and come out over at the arena side. So that project will be paid out of our fund. I think it's 180, which is economic development.
And is that something you have to probably do some contracting out for some of those boring companies, or does the city have equipment to do some of that?
We do not have a bore machine. That's one of the things that we've always had on the budgets and just haven't gone forward. So there is some small contracting price. The majority of the funding in that one is just coming out of one fund and paying another. So our electric department will do most of that work. There is, I think, like $8,000 of a contracted out boring and one or two other small projects in that. And then we go to the procurement policy. Our current procurement policy, so a procurement policy sets the way that the city manager, directors can spend money. We have a very, very specific policy. That policy, I think last updated in 2017 and built in 2013 or 15. So just a little bit outdated. Market prices, as they go up, we're not able to operationally keep things moving without updates to that procurement policy. The other thing it does is we compared Chanute. Chanute has a large electric utility just like the city does. And when you have a what's called an enterprise fund, we're running a business within the city selling electricity, you need to be able to operate even faster, right? So we'll go through that with commission today, articulate why Chanute has the way theirs is and why that would be beneficial to the community. The important thing with all this is that we are transparent and open. The public knows what we're spending and why. I like to keep my job. I don't want, you know, city commissioners mad that we're spending money that they don't feel that they've approved. So there's a balance there. But that procurement policy really we feel should be updated and brought up to the higher costs that reflect the market today.
Especially because obviously there's a certain threshold that has to have approval, and you can sometimes get into kind of tricky situations, how to call special meetings, that sort of thing for some of these projects. And I know that can kind of slow down a lot of the progress.
Yeah, you know, we have a sewer line on here. For example, this last year, we had a sewer line fail. It was, you know, spewing sewage into the street. Our guys were showing up and pumping it every few hours. We needed an emergency replacement. We can't go out and apply for a grant. We can't wait. It has to be replaced right now. Well, that was a, you know, $90,000 project that was above the spending limit the city manager could approve. And so, yeah, you have to try to call in working professionals who are your commission and see if they can come have a meeting and get things like that approved. So there are certain lines where even commission want. They want that sewer line and get replaced immediately and not wait for 2 weeks or a special meeting. And so we have to set those parameters within a policy on how city can act.
Makes sense.
Then we go into, so we've had a few commissioners talk to the public and the public show up at the last two meetings asking about our UTV and ATV ordinance. And that it's, you know, a little bit lighter, a little bit later, and you go to the ball field and you get done playing baseball. Now you want to go eat, and all of a sudden you have a time limit of when you can drive those UTVs and ATVs. And so there's been a request to expand the hours of operation for UTVs and ATVs. I want to be clear about this. This is, of course, we staff puts a recommendation in there, but we're really turning this over to commission for what they're hearing from the public on needs. So what we built into this is just an extension from June to August to, I believe, 10 p.m. But expect that commission will have discussion on that and come up with the alternative that they feel is best. Consulting with our chief of police, myself going back and forth on this, you know, we are a little bit nervous about an ordinance like this. There are a lot of people that have these. There's a lot of safety equipment that goes in them. They're you know, quote unquote road worthy, but they don't have the same safety features as, you know, an F-150 driving down the street. And so there's always that concern that the more we continue to extend those, you have the greater chance for an accident. And I'm not suggesting that we should say no because of that. I just want to say that out loud, that that is a concern, that is something we want to watch and be careful of, is ultimately the protection of people on our streets. And so as we extend these things, we just have to be aware of what could happen. And don't get me wrong, you can get hit in a car just
a bicycle. You know,
absolutely. So. Yeah, it's not just these. But since they are motorized and we're driving on the streets, we're extending hours, it's, you know, a good idea to say that kind of stuff out loud.
Absolutely. Well, I know there should probably be some discussion, like you said, on that. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah. And then we'll move into the city manager's report, and that will be it for the agenda. So a few other items just to mention. We were just talking before we started the meeting here about 8th Street. Public Works Director Jim Wright months ago said, when describing what this project would look like, it's going to be messy. And everybody wanted to know what that means. If you drive down 8th Street, you can tell. Right, you're working with a water main, and you hit the water main, you connect it, there's pressure, so there's water all over the street, then there's mud, then people are driving through, and then, so we understand that it is messy, it's a little unsightly there. We're trying to manage, so we're not blocking traffic on a main street in town, especially during school, so we are continuing to monitor that progress, stay updated with the superintendent of schools so they are aware of the project, the neighbors in that area. And if anybody has questions and, you know, hasn't seen all the information we put out, please call into the Public Works Department. We can go through that project and the timeline. But ultimately, we're going to have a great water line down 8th Street, and that water line will be out of the middle of the road. So as in the next year and a half, as we go into replace 8th Street, that won't be an issue.
Very good. So. We're wrapping up with Coffeyville City Manager Ben Brubaker, but I did want to ask about, I know we had the closure there of the railroad underpass there as they kind of did some prep work for those murals. Kind of what's the latest on that time frame and everything?
So they're actually just doing regular maintenance to those crossings, and we're just happening to try to use that time for the murals. So railroad has come in, said we need to do this work. It was starting the 10th of April, and it was going to be every weekend through April, and possibly the first weekend in May, that they would need to shut down from Friday to Sunday going under the railroad, so there'd be detours up. And so they're managing that process. And we'll continue. At the same time, yes, we are trying to work on our mural project, where we're going to be putting murals up on both the 11th Street and 12th Street railroad bridges, just the east and west side. So really, we're putting on four bridges there, if you think about it. And so we're hopeful that happens at the same time. We might be a little bit delayed on that. The murals we expect to go up in the next 45 to 50 days. perfect case scenario, we have them up when the railroad is done as well, so we don't have to come back and close that down for a few more hours.
Sure. Definitely makes sense to try to capitalize on all of that. So we do appreciate you stopping on by. Anything else as we wrap up, sir?
No, we've been real busy that summer season as leading into summer. We're hiring 40 to 50 seasonal workers with a lot of mowers, a lot of lifeguards. So we're excited. It's the time of year. Everybody's out having fun and enjoying our community.
Fantastic. Well, sir, again, we do appreciate you joining us. Meeting tonight is going to be, of course, at Coffeyville City Hall, 6:30, if you would like to attend in person. So, again, sir, hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll look forward to catching up soon.
Thank you.
This is Coffeyville City Manager Ben Brubaker here on the Mighty 690, and we do have 72 degrees right now. We are going to be getting ready for update from Independence Chamber of Commerce straight ahead.